I really have to laugh when I hear the theories of people who try to come up with some theory about how life occurred on the earth, how humans came to be the creatures that we are, and leave God out of the equation. I don't know why they do that, except that they just don't want to believe there is a God. I heard one the other day. I guess he's a very respected biologist. And he said because they can't figure out how life could come about by accident, it's impossible, that aliens came and planted the seeds of life on our planet. And I just had to laugh because no one asked this man the question, where did the aliens come from? You see, we get so foolish when we think that we can throw God off. This is what I know. Genesis 1, verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and birds that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged bird after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply in the earth. In the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. You see, God did a good thing when he created life upon the earth. Even a single cell is so complex within our body that it defies the imagination that it could have come about on its own without a creator. Look around at all the life that's around us, the insects, the animals, so complex and so varied, and yet so well created for the niche they occupy within our ecology. That's the God I serve. And when I begin to doubt a little bit, I begin to think about all the things that God has made. And I say, he is a great God, and I will serve him. He's my only hope. He sent Jesus, and I have been saved. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you created this world for us to live in, created the animals, created me. It puts everything in perspective, Lord. You are the creator. I am your servant. I need your grace and I need your mercy, Lord. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me this day to live as a follower of the Creator of the universe. In Jesus' name, amen.